Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, December 15th. We just finished watching the edition of Raw. Well, some of us did. I didn't. I was protesting because last night's TLC pay-per-view was horrendous.
Did you know this? Ferguson was a few weeks ago, dude. You're a little late on protesting.
I just had no motivation. I still have motivation, though, to join you guys here, like we always do every Monday night here on MegaPowersRadio.com for the Raw post-show, where we're likely to spend another week not talking much about Raw, but we'll see how much we can get out of that. Introducing myself, my name is Mike Payton, lead host here on the Raw post-show and station director of Mega Powers Radio. With me, first off, is the leader of the Drew crew, Mr. Drew White. What's shaking, Drew?
NXT Revolution was really good. And I think we should talk about that instead of Raw.
I don't know what show that was. Do you mean Our Evolution? Because I watched
that. You know what? I don't. Was it parentheses?
Shut up, Drew. All right. We evolution. Also have the host from Unanimous Decision MMA, Mr. Steven Huego.
Hey.
And with us, the president of SmartGuyMoment.com, Mr. Tony Mango.
Ah, fuck. Nobody's going to repeat that.
What?
Yeah, you broke up to me.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Your day sucks.
All right. Well, as far as I know, nothing major happened on this edition of Raw. I didn't watch it. I haven't heard anyone talk about anything. All the way up until the very end, somehow we got a match made between John Cena and Seth Rollins. Were there some kind of, like, stipulations for this match?
Stipulation, guys? Wasn't paying attention.
You asking stipulations for the Heyman match or stipulations for the main event?
Stipulations for the steel cage match between John Cena and Seth Rollins.
No, that was just a steel cage. There was no choices for that one.
No, but were there implications on it of any sort?
No. WWE matches don't mean things.
However, there was between three of the matches for the Hank and Jericho match. You did that. That was very intense. If I was a hard choice between, what was it, a street fight? No holds barred and extreme rules. I mean, fuck. Lawler wanted all of them. Like, ooh, I don't know, dude.
Rikishi challenges Kim Kardashian to a booty contest. Well, we know what hot tag Tony's going to be using.
Jesus Christ. Well, at the end, we had that match between the two, interrupted by Brock Lesnar, the returning WWE champion, making his first appearance on Raw in, what, 3 months? It's been quite a long time. Finally breaking the streak. He conquered that streak, as he does with all of them. I don't know what this is really, where they're really going with this. It seems like Seth Rollins is going to be a new Paul Heyman guy that seems kind of a conflict of interest to be representing both the WWE champion and the Money in the Bank holder. But don't you think that's going to come into, like, headbutting at some point down the line?
It will. I think it will. As soon as they did that, I was like, you know what's not going to happen? Rollins not catching it in. So that's going to be kind of interest in weeks to come.
I think I've got an idea where they're going with this. Brock Lesnar, there's a chance that he may be on his way out. This way they can keep Paul Heyman on TV doing something. Say if Brock loses the title at Mania, he can immediately bring out his other Paul Heyman guy and have him pick up the title and just continue where he left off.
Yeah, but he also...
Go ahead, Drew.
No, I was going to say, I mean, they kind of did that with Cesaro to an extent.
Except they didn't.
Well, not exactly the same way, but like he picked up another Paul Heyman guy while Lesnar wasn't there.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with what I just said, but okay.
Well, I don't know. It seems like anyone who's not already a main event player, whoever gets picked up by Paul Heyman, it doesn't tend to work out in their best interest. We've seen that happen to Ryback. We've seen it to Curtis Axel. There was one other one, wasn't there, very recently he had?
Cesaro, Ryback, Curtis Axel. I think that was about it.
Those poor guys. Ryback ended up now finally being so much better on his own.
Seth's arguably like the number one heel on the roster right now, so he might be okay.
I don't know. All right, well, let me just ask you guys, is there anything else worth even like bringing up about this show?
Too much Jericho.
Apparently the New Day was getting a New Day Sucks chant.
A New Day Sucks chant?
Yep.
Well, that was fast.
They did cut a promo about Big E Sweat. I mean, it's kind of like his package if you really think about it. There might be sweat on it.
Yeah, it's just like that.
That's why he has a handkerchief. That's why he throws it in the ring and he carries it with him because of the sweat. Kofi explained it on commentary. If you were listening, you would pick that up. I know that you've been wondering that for the past few weeks.
What the fuck did you take before you got on the show?
Well,
I'm waiting for an answer because I want to know.
I did mention that Sunkist.
Did you have one marijuana?
Two marijuanas. No.
Silent Wind of Doom in the chat room saying Lana broke the bun/hotness ratio by looking beautiful in a tight high bun tonight. Which tight high bun are you talking about?
I see what you did there.
All right. I don't know, guys. Am I the only one that feels as disenfranchised with the main event right now after their performance of this weekend?
I can't blame you. After a show like TLC, it's easy to get deflated and just unmotivated with the product. Right? Nothing was offensive on tonight's show, and I felt I would have been a lot more into it had they delivered at TLC. Considering there's rumors going around backstage that the main roster's upset with NXT showing them up, they're not doing a fucking good job to counteract that, are they?
No, not at all. And, you know, all jokes aside, All the memes have been funny, and all of the jokes we've made on the air and other shows made on the air, they're all hilarious. But when you really boil down to it, it is really sad that the developmental program has such an excellent show, and then the main roster has a show that they actually charge $50 for, and it's so lackluster. They just hit so many things wrong. Like, I can think of one thing in that pay-per-view I really enjoyed, TLC that is, and that was the Luke Harper-Dolph Ziggler match. Everything else I can thoroughly say I did not enjoy in the slightest. As a matter of fact, there was a lot of points where I just felt plain uncomfortable. As opposed to NXT Our Evolution, it was the complete opposite. I felt engaged the entire time. I couldn't wait to see what was going to happen next with each person. I was glued to my TV. I cannot stop watching every minute of it.
Yeah, the worst match on Our Evolution was a good match. It's like the total opposite of what fucking TLC was. During the Eric Rowan and Big Show match, it felt fucking awkward. Like, you felt bad for watching it. And that was pretty much the whole thing.
Our Evolution, the thing is, they did have a lot of storylines that made sense and that everyone was really into going into it. Like, besides the Luke Harper and Dolph Ziggler, and that was even into that to an extent. I didn't give a shit about any of the matches going into it. At least Our Evolution, there was Hideo Itami, Finn Balor, Ascension, Charlotte and Sasha Banks, and what was it, the main event, Neville and Sami Zayn. And even fucking what's his face?
You see, Drew, you said something really important there. They have storylines that make sense. Wrestling doesn't have to be complicated. You get two guys with interesting characters, you give them a reason to have a conflict, and you let them go at it.
You don't even really need to know that. You didn't even need to know the stories going in NXT. You could have probably never watched NXT ever before and watched that special and been blown away by how great it was.
Well, there was really good wrestling on it. That main event is one of my favorite matches so far this year.
So far.
That Charlotte and Sasha Banks match, Like, for a men's match, that match was amazing.
I could argue that that Divas match was the best match on the card, and that main event was fucking amazing.
Like, yeah, you'd be hard pressed to find a bad match on that card, or to convince me that there was one.
You know what sucks about the women's division in NXT? I'm the one thing I'm afraid of is that when they go up to the main roster, they'll just still do the Total Divas thing, and then just essentially everything they worked for in NXT just fucking ruined because they want to do Total Divas stuff. Like, that's like the biggest fear I have with that NXT women's roster. Other than that, it's fucking amazing.
I think a few of them would excel on the Total Divas program. I could see someone like Sasha Banks, yeah. Bayley, like they would all do great on there. Charlotte, I would probably keep away from that program.
Yeah, well,
I would have her be like the AJ Lee, where she's just the pure women's wrestler on the brand.
I think that. Go on again.
No, I was like, yeah, but I was going to say was at the same time that, you know, like essentially at least on NXT, they give the women down there wrestling and time to do stuff. Main roster, they barely get any time. There was like one Divas match on the card tonight. It's like 2.5 minutes long. And the highlight of that match was Tyson Kidd, of course. And it's just getting to the point now. I'm just afraid that they're not going to get a chance to shine on the main roster. They're better suited to stay in NXT and wrestle down there and actually put on great matches instead of going on to the main roster and have a 2-match on a pay-per-view as filler or a bathroom break when it doesn't need to be a bathroom break between like the second main event and the main event.
So Silent Wind of Doom says Charlotte has that same thing Janet Jackson has for me. What, a nipple clamp? Oh, okay, now I thought. People always talked about how hot Janet was, but she looked eerily like Michael for me. Charlotte looks eerily like Flair and it creeps me out. Yeah, I see that.
I really like Charlotte. And that's just because she's different. No, like, she's freakishly big for a diva, and it works. She's got, like, a fucking Amazon thing going on. I think it's awesome.
She's tall, athletic, and honestly, that little thing she does before she gets
You know what? She's the first fucking athlete that the WWE's had in years.
What?
She played volleyball in high school, college.
And right? I mean a real fucking athlete, not some dolled up girl that's in good shape. I mean a legitimate athlete. She's the only one they've had in years.
I think AJ played field hockey.
That explains why she's a fucking...
Fuck AJ.
Okay.
Was she even there tonight?
No, and I don't really care. I think she's really overrated.
Oh, here
so
we go.
So better than almost everyone else on the main roster.
Well, I have a question. If this NXT special had not occurred this weekend, or I guess it was during the week last week, would TLC had burned that much?
Kind of. It was still a bad pay-per-view regardless. I just don't think people would be complaining about how a show that is only like not as long and isn't supposed to have like the best wrestlers and the best writers on it is doing better than the main product and what most people are going to want to see instead of all of the other stuff that NXT offers. I think that's the big issue with it.
Mike, any thoughts?
I think what it boils down to is you've got a difference in product. NXT is a wrestling show. WWE is what Vince loves, and that's sports entertainment. And I think what this is proving, that the newer generation prefers a more old-school product.
A lot of people will say that NXT is currently being designed just off of an indie mentality, but now that it's on a major platform that people are just accepting it, is there any truth to that?
I think it pretty much is an indie product. The only difference is they've got enough money to like spruce it up and make it look like a legitimate promotion. Let's face it, if Ring of Honor had more money and a higher distribution, they'd be a lot more popular. And same goes for TNA. If they fucking had their head on straight and they had better distribution and they knew how to promote themselves, people might have ate that up too back in the earlier days. It's just a matter of WWE's got the money and this product's really good. Independent wrestling, for the most part, like the higher league stuff, it's really, really fun.
Hmm. Drew, anything?
Ooh. It was a match.
Way right. to go, fuck Drew.
I zoned out. Just whatever Steven said, it probably made sense. I think he mentioned something like that, like Thursday when we were watching Art of Illusion, and like we were talking about it afterwards. He mentioned like it was just a really good version of an indie circuit. So yeah, I have to go here from on that.
Tony, you've been quiet.
Yeah, TLC sucked.
Well, good for TLC.
It doesn't matter if TakeOver was there or not. TLC still sucked. You can have a good show and follow it up with a bad show. It'll make the bad show seem worse, but it's not going to make the bad show any better to have that show beforehand taken away. I still would have been bored with the matches that I was bored with at TLC. I still would have been disappointed in some of the albums. It just would have been, you know what? Survivor Series was better than this, or you know what, they could have done better than this, or any multitude of other excuses out there. Hell, last year's TLC was probably better. I don't remember what the fuck happened, but you know, that's probably the situation. TakeOver just proved that the problem isn't entirely the roster, and that Vince McMahon needs to shove these imaginary brass rings up his ass. Ass rings.
That's so, a lot to do with the roster. I mean, they're the guys that have got to perform in the ring.
They're to blame for a lot of it, but they're not. It's not the issue that we've got all these guys that suck and we don't know what to do with them, because clearly some of the people are good, and it's just a matter of WWE getting in the way. And some of them, like, I'll even say Cesaro. Even somebody like him, you know what? You're not doing yourself as much of a service as you should, and they're not giving you a whole lot of room to grow. So it's both people at fault, both sides, I should say, not both people, because there's not two people that are – it's not like this is Vince and fucking Diego. It's all your fault. But, yeah.
Yeah, hang on. Fuck Diego.
True, fuck Diego.
Fuck Diego specifically.
Fernando, too.
No, Fernando's cool.
Which one is Fernando?
He's the one that likes the one that's not Diego. He just got his dick sucked.
I think Diego is Primo.
Yeah, because he's... what? Anyway, Five Times Combo in the chat room says, I have to go soon, but he wanted to ask a question, so I wanted to get this in before he had to depart. He said, was Lesnar a surprise for anyone tonight?
No, because
they announced it previously.
Yeah.
Yeah, you announced it like a few weeks ago. He was supposed to be there on the 15th.
Yep. I was a little bit...
You were what, Mr. Mango?
Want to finish that sentence?
You Am want I still me breaking to up? Sign your shoes, Mr. Mango?
Apparently you are still breaking up.
I was going to say, I was actually a little bit surprised.
Good.
I figured he hasn't been popping up for a long time. What makes it seem like he's going to pop up now?
You should know the shit. You run a news website.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust these dirt sheets, though. That's the thing.
Come on. Shouldn't you have your own dirt sheets? Come on.
I'm pretty clean.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, it's a little past 11:30, so I guess it's time to open up the phone lines. Anyone out there, you want to get your voice heard, dial in. Phone number to dial is area code 760-512-7247. That's area code 760-512-7247. Now get yourself in line. We already got a couple callers patiently waiting. And, of course, we have the chat room running this whole time. Lots of cool people hanging out in there tonight. Thank you all for showing up. Five Times Combo, Awesome Piano Man, Creep Is On To Radar, Ferris 419, Chaotic, Wazili, and Silent Wind of Doom. So let's bring on the next caller, the first caller, whatever they are.
The first caller was pretty quiet.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, first caller. Next caller is from the 412. His name is JD. JD, you there with us, dude?
Hey, Michael, what's going on, guy? How you guys doing?
Absolutely tremendous, man. We're a little upset with last night's less than stellar pay-per-view, but you know, we're all happy to be here as we always are. How are you, though, dude?
Another year older, doing pretty well, thanks.
Happy that's sad.
JD.
Yeah, 38 today. The big 38 today, shall we say.
That adds up to 11. Wasn't CM Punk born on the 11th of a month?
Nope, 12/15/76 to be exact. Today is my birthday, so I'm very happy today.
Fuck me. Oh, okay.
And what happened to the Hendrix intro? I mean, we got it for a couple seconds and then we cut it off. What the hell? I thought we were going to go with a full Hendrix intro thing this week.
YouTube's got this whole thing. You can only use a percentage of the track. A voice paid and gets raped and sued.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's understood. All right. We'll
shut the channel down. And then we'll never have a show ever. I know Drew would like that.
Right, Tony?
Nope. No, it's no big deal. I don't mind it, though. I mean, we could at least do a few seconds of Hendrix. All right, let's get into Raw from Detroit Rock City tonight, if we can. I mean, tonight, however, we knew Brock Lesnar was coming back. However, no surprise there. I mean, Paul Heyman obviously had to have his little steroid-induced boy show up, however, and he, of course, showed once again his true colors at the end by laying out Cena, however, and Rollins just basically sucking Heyman off at the end by shaking hands with him and going with him and stealing the steel cage match. I mean, the whole show was a total joke tonight. The Reigns are going to be bad. I told you last week they were going to be bad, and you saw what they were, 2-6-6. I think tonight's show was even worse, and now you got Hulk Hogan coming in next week in Minneapolis to be the guest GM. I mean, right now I think they are really, really hurting right now as we go into the new year. However, I mean, there were some good parts about tonight I liked, and there were some bad parts I liked about tonight that weren't really that great. I mean, the whole Adam Rose Bunny thing and this damn thing and the stupid Fandango thing. What else can we say that was pretty bad tonight? Oh, yeah, the Bella thing with Tyson Kidd. What the F was that all about? Yeah, that was real excitement at its finest.
How
however.
About the whole effing... Oh, it was bad. Did it?
The thing that pissed me off, though, I mean, how many minutes did they waste, however? Sorry. How many minutes did they waste in that opening segment? 25 minutes of talking. Yeah, that's going to get you a great rating right out of the gate, WWE. You didn't have your first effing match till 8:30 tonight. Smart thinking there, geniuses. Really, real smart move.
When they came to Indianapolis, the first match didn't start till like 8:40, I believe, because they did like 35 minutes. Fucking Daniel Bryan in this Evolution or whatever the hell they're talking.
Well, they did 25 minutes of talking. It was bullshit. I mean, like I said, the end of the night, if you had to have Mr. Penis Boy Brock Lesnar show up, however, because it's in his contract that he had to show up, however. I mean, if someone has got to tell him, like I've said before, weeks on end, it's time to start making TV appearances. And yeah, he did that tonight, however. I mean, the way it looks right now, they're not going to make him drop the belt till WrestleMania. There's already talking about him maybe not coming back after WrestleMania. I mean, I hope he doesn't, personally. But the thing is, though, they could have saved this for, like, next week or the coming week, said, but they figured, oh, let's kick it off tonight. However, what happened earlier in the night? Oh, that's right. He hit Chris Jericho, however, after Jericho tried to nudge at him, however, and he didn't sell it. He smiled at him like he was like the freaking Russian from Rocky IV. He knows sort of because, obviously, he is that way. It was a stupid show all around and just absolutely badly booked. So, all in all, horrible show tonight.
Now, we'll get to the high point of look.
Yeah, it was a big pile of shit is what it was. So, high point, low point tonight. I would say the high point of the night, even though I'm not a fan of these guys, however, the first match was good, however. I mean, it went 10 minutes. It was a good opener. It was one of the few good matches of the night. The low point of the night, I'm not going to say it was the whole Brock Heyman thing. The low point to me tonight, however, was this New Day thing. It is getting old very quickly. It's not exciting. It's boring. It's bland. It's just absolutely hokey.
Are you a racist?
Dumb. No, I'm not racist. I'm just saying it's not working right now. The fans are not getting into it. They're not getting into it at all. They didn't get into it last night. They certainly didn't get into it last night
race
in
everybody.
Detroit.
Watch one again.
Cute. But, I mean, all in all for my birthday, however, I mean, I thought I was expecting a good show tonight. Instead, it was a bad show. So that's what I thought tonight.
All right. Well, we got... Before we're ready to move into it, we already got our first Ask JD question in the chat room. It's from Austin Piano Man. and he says, what do you want Drew to get you for your birthday?
Basically, me to run the WWE office, Howard, and send me up to Connecticut so I can tell those guys in the front office what I really think of their booking.
Well, you see, Drew knows Vince McMahon.
I do have some contacts. I might be able to get that to happen for you, dude.
All right, excellent.
Yeah, it's only because fucking Vince thinks he's a Make-A-Wish kid because of how retarded he is.
And how about those comments he made last week, though, too?
It's probably more along the lines of John Cena thinks that than Vince McMahon, but no, I do have those contacts. I'll put them up right now, actually.
What comments did he make last week?
He made some comments about the brass ring or something like that that got a lot of people irked. Apparently, I think he said something. I don't know. I mean, right now, I just wish this whole GM thing would go away. I'm glad they haven't put it back on the last couple weeks, but I think they're going to start picking it up again. I wouldn't be surprised after the first of the year with that whole computer thing. You never know. They might not do it this time. They only did it one time so far. I'm glad they haven't done it the last couple weeks, but they've got to get at least a solid GM who can run things like a Regal, like a Barrett for the time being. Because right now, Howard, these guest spot GMs the last 2 weeks have been absolutely crap.
You know what the important question is?
Has
Roman Reigns looked strong these last couple weeks?
In my opinion, yes, I think so. I think Roman's starting to get back the swagger that he had. I mean, he told Big Show tonight, however, flat out, don't come down to the ring or I'll knock you on your ass, however, in those none of those words, but he just punched him in the jaw. And then last night, you saw what he did in the TLC match, however, Cena and Rollins. So, yeah, I think Roman's back with a purpose. And speaking of purpose, what about that whole Ambrose Bray Wyatt match last night? The whole shocking thing where they supposedly had Dean Ambrose blinded in the eye with that whole monitor thing.
Oh, gosh. All right. Buego, you got an Ask JD question?
So, what's your wife going to give you as a special birthday present? For your fiance, whatever it is.
Well, she's at home right now. She and I are actually going out to dinner this weekend. We had a good weekend actually. My cousin's wedding. Yeah.
We went out to dinner.
We're going to a very nice special dinner. Her family's going to be in Disney this week, however. Because her dad is coaching basketball down there. That's no joke. I mean, he's got a tournament down there. But we're going out to dinner this weekend. But I'm going to get her a Christmas present tomorrow, actually.
Oh, we're going to get her.
And I do have a second question.
Answer your question. Well, I'm getting real quick, but we'll go to number two. I'm actually getting her basketball tickets. She's a big basketball fan, college basketball especially. Her teams is North Carolina, so she went to see North Carolina and the University of Pittsburgh this year. So for Valentine's Day, however, that is a Christmas present from me to her.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you a University of Pittsburgh fan?
I'm a Pitt fan, yeah. I'm a Pitt fan.
Yeah,
so you guys plan on still being together on Valentine's Day?
We've been together for a year, Mike. I mean, we're very happy with each other. I mean, we're going to be together Christmas Eve at my cousin's, and Christmas night we might go to her family's house for dinner.
Oh, but you still plan on being together by
Valentine's Day? Oh, yeah. We're very happy with each other. That's two months away, man.
A lot can happen in 2 months.
I know. A lot can happen. The only drawback about her, though, and this is one of the few drawbacks about her, I'm not going to say anything too bad about her, but she doesn't like wrestling. She hates golf, puts her to sleep, but she hates wrestling more than anything.
Oh, God.
So I'm trying to get her to change her tune on
that. You need to get rid of her for the wrestling thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it's like this, Mr. Payton. Mm-hmm. It's like this. You can't set plans in advance with someone if they've been dating you for a certain amount of time. So since they've been dating for a year, they could go with something that's only a month down the road.
Listen, Drew, I know you're used to women completely altering their lives for you. Not all people want to do that, okay? Some people need to be a little more careful with that kind of stuff.
No, I think JD is a stand-up guy. I don't think he'll have any issues with this. I think you, by just guessing that this will be an issue, you don't have trust in the man. I have trust in JD. He knows what's up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, there was a second question coming, I heard. So go ahead and ask the second question.
Who wins in a booty contest, Rikishi or Kim Kardashian?
Oh, God.
Wait. Now, what exactly is the terms of a booty contest?
I don't know if Rikishi goes over there. Hang on, let me check.
Like, is there, like, the biggest booty, or is there, like, a goal you have to attend with your booty? Like, you know, like in that episode of Family Guy where they have to pick the cherry up with their butt?
Shaking it in the middle of the ring?
Well, do you know how Randy did cock magic on South Park? Maybe it's, like, booty magic? I don't know.
I'm going to take Kim. As much as I'm not a fan of her, I'm going to take Kardashian over the Keisha. I'm sorry. I got to go with Kim K.
All right, Tony, you are still serving suspension for your awful question last week. So I got a question. What's your favorite Christmas carol?
Favorite Christmas carol? Really, I don't have a favorite, but I've been probably whistling the 12 Days of Christmas more than anything, I think, lately. However, so I say the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, fancy. We got our own version of the 12 Days of Christmas we're working on. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess that's all. I know you had a special request. You wanted to talk to Paul this week, right?
Jeff. Where's Jeff? Are we going to get Jeff? Is Jeff in tonight? Have
don't
we heard
I get
from
to
Jeff?
Ask my fucking question?
No, you don't. We don't like what? You.
Yeah, it's let's move on to our next caller. We don't know who it could be. You never know what the name will be. I'm pretty sure it's Paul. Let's see. 540. 540, you're live on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. You there? 540.
Snarf?
Paul?
No chance!
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
It's Snarf McMahon.
It's McMahon, people. We're in trouble.
Whoa. Jeez.
Listen here, buddy. I am not in the mood for Christmas. I am not in the mood for killing. I am Vince McMahon, damn it. I'm Vince McMahon, and I'm going to build my WWE empire soon without Triple H and Stephanie.
Drew, how'd you get Vince McMahon to call in?
I told you I had the contacts, didn't I?
1-800-SNARF.
Mike, you're fired! You know what? All of you are from the Monday from the Mega Powers Radio. You're fired!
Well, with that, it looks like we got to end the show now.
Sweet. I don't have to talk about this shitty product anymore.
Yeah, don't talk about Roddy more.
I could never do a Vince McMahon promo like that.
So we're not fired.
We're not fired.
You're not fired?
I promise you guys, you're not fired.
Wait.
And Mike, you haven't added my friend request yet on Facebook as well.
Wait,
you fucking asshole.
Wait, Vince McMahon friend requested me?
No, Jeff friend requested you. Me.
Oh, really?
I thought your name was, what? Who's Jeff?
Yeah, I don't see any Jeff.
Me.
You're not Jeff.
You're not Jeff.
We know you're not Jeff.
I thought you're Paul.
I'm Josh.
Snarf, right?
Yeah, you're not Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to friend request you, left you a message, and I've been following you on Facebook, too.
I'm a popular guy.
You are.
Tony's
hey, JD, how are you?
Good, how you doing, guy? What's going on?
Well, it's Sean now, so... And Mike, don't worry, John's my name, but you know what, you guys, you can still call me Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
Yeah, I don't want to call you Jeff if it's not your name, Snarf.
You can still call me that.
Well,
what do you think of Raw tonight?
I think Raw was pretty much okay. I did like the cage match in the main event, but... Yeah. That's the first thing I want to get to. If Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman shaking hands, the thought of that makes me feel like I'm in hell right now. Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Well, I don't think no one saw it coming, but at the same time, however, I think it was a setup all along. I mean, they were saying all night, we're not sure about this setup or not, you know, but I think after what we saw tonight, it is more now than just a setup. I mean, this was a plan to take out Cena all along.
Because I was thinking earlier on in the night when they had the opening segment with Rollins, Heyman, and Jericho and Cena, I had a sneaky gut feeling that something was big was going to happen.
And it did.
You said! Yep. I can't believe it all occurred like this. Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman. But what does that mean if Lesnar's still the champion and Seth cashes in his Money in the Bank briefcase? I mean, has all been forgotten since Night of Champions?
Yeah, apparently, however. Well, speaking of Lesnar, Howard, I told the guys this, Howard. There's been reports saying that Lesnar is giving up maybe. I mean, he's not going to be back after WrestleMania 31. Do you still think he's going to be the champion heading into WrestleMania?
I still think he is.
Yeah.
I still think Lesnar will be heading to still be champion at WrestleMania.
Mania.
I still think so.
Yeah, and then he drops the belt to Roman Reigns, you think?
Yeah. Which, by the way, folks, is still, ladies and gentlemen, is still my candidate forever who's watching on Blog Talk Radio. Roman Reigns is still my candidate to win the 2015 Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble.
Yep.
Cool.
He's got my vote.
Yep. I definitely have the vote.
But guys, no, come on. Kane's got a shot.
Yeah.
Why does Seth on the New Day so much?
Why am I on the New Day so much?
We were talking about this a few weeks ago, and now you're hating them?
I just think the New Day's not catching on because I think the fans are kind of bored with their shtick right now. I mean, yeah, tonight, however, there was some okay fair things. I mean, I thought the New Day was going to catch off like gangbusters, but you saw what happened last night in Cleveland. The fans weren't into them that much, however, because they're doing the pre-show warm-up. Then tonight they go against them again, however, and it was the same thing, however.
I agree.
Can you have a bell going off
here? Stop ringing that bell or else I'll go back into my Vince McMahon town.
Oh, no, not that.
Okay. All right. I'm only kidding. But anyway, let's get on to another subtopic. Rusev. And Ryback, how about that?
Yeah, I don't know where they're going with Rusev and Ryback. I don't know what they're doing with. However, I mean, I did like Jericho ripping on Rusev and Lana, calling him the U.S. champ and the tramp. But I think Ryback being the U.S. champion would be good. However, I don't know how long they're going to keep Rusev as the U.S. champion. I mean, they've started to tease it the last few weeks. I just don't know when they're going to finally just have a chance to say, hey, it's time to drop the belt, Rusev. I mean, it could be at the Rumble, could be before maybe the end of the year, probably the first part of the new year. We'll see.
God damn! Fuck! Jeez!
What is
Christ?
Fucking hell, Snarf is on a roll.
He's like calling to another show, try to get those two on.
I was trying to. For some reason, I can't call up a number. I wonder if we did that so many times we got our privileges revoked.
Probably. We are kind of dicks.
yeah, it's not what I'm gonna do. I'm fine. I.
Aneurysm out of sheer stupidity.
I don't know. What do you want to talk about, guys? Fuck this shit. I don't want to talk about wrestling anymore. Wrestling's stupid.
I don't want to talk about Jeff or Snarf or Paul.
They can sit there on the fucking screen for the rest of the night.
Let's not even come back to them.
Nope, I'm just going to leave them there.
So what else should we call him? We can't call him Jeff anymore.
It's Paul.
Done.
It's Paul.
I just call him fucking Snarf. Seems he doesn't seem to care.
I'm not Jeff. He probably doesn't know what Snarf is.
No, well, Jeff does now. I posted it.
No. It's not Jeff.
Oh, Chaotic brings up a very good topic. Squirrels. I always have been a fan of squirrels. However, I have always been kind of shady that they might be up to something. You know, like.
Oh, no. The squirrels at the college I went to, like, you could go up and fucking pet them. Like, they had no fucks to give.
Go up and fuck and pet them? What? So weird squirrels
so,
you got there.
Drew is the squirrel fucker. Hey, how about we tell everybody about our new tag team that we're coming up with?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I've been playing lots of WWE 2K15 on my PS4 that Drew's dad bought me. And I've been playing lots of My Career Mode, and my creator wrestler that I made in there is really fucking awesome. It's a luchador, and his name is the Unstoppable Thunder Turtle.
a turbo turtle.
Yeah, and Wago, why don't you tell him about your wrestler?
Well, as it happens, I have a wrestler that recurs in every pro wrestling game, and he is the amazing, mythical wrestler known as Cocknose. And Cocknose will be making his debut in WWE 2K15.
It's kind of like how Suicide made his debut in a video game. It's how Cocknose is going to debut to the world as well.
Mm-hmm. And we decided that it'd be a great tag team.
Mm-hmm. And we shall go under the name Thundercocks.
The Unstoppable Thundercocks.
The Unstoppable Thunder. Come at us. Anyone out there? Anyone. I challenge anyone listening to challenge us to a tag team match on WWE 2K15 for the PS4.
Canoeing right now. I'm really hoping the canoe tips over.
Drew, I'm trying to issue an open challenge to the fan base out there.
I'm saying, Chris Lee's in a canoe.
How the hell, okay. How the hell are people voting for you as the freaking leading host of guests? They're all flustered now. God damn it.
My bad.
So, yes. The Unstoppable Thundercocks. Beat us if you can.
Have you seen Gobbles Cat?
Beat a cock and...
What's Gobbles Cat? Is that like Gobbles from the South Park Thanksgiving episode as a cat?
Gobbling Goose.
Gobbles!
By the way, we need a finishing move name.
the ways we could take that one.
Because you've got Turtle Soup as your finisher now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I don't know. Stuff we can iron out. We'll get Dusty Rhodes on it. He'll come up with a name for it.
Is IHOP good?
IHOP?
Yeah.
IHOP?
Never been to IHOP? IHOP's awesome.
I've had pancakes there, but I'm just talking about, is like anything else from there good?
I don't know. I don't think anybody eats anything else from IHOP. Oh, no, I know something else that's good from there. There's syrup.
I went to Texas Roadhouse today. That was awesome.
I had steak and shake with my grandparents. That was kind of good.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you had it with your grandparents?
Yeah, it was awesome. We talked about the gas station business and how they're going to turn it over to me and Kate one day.
I'm hearing that she's not really that hot, though.
Yeah, I mean, damn, motorcycle. Loud as shit.
I thought that was just a very silent time, Cal.
Wazili says IHOP eggs and steak. Go for the eggs and steak, or just stick with the pancakes.
I hope the name of that one.
Ferris asked me what type of steak I had. I had the bone-in ribeye.
What's that one combo where you could get like practically a little bit of every meat at IHOP?
I think it's called the breakfast combo.
It's not just like breakfast combo. It's like some specific name to it. But they give you like two strips of bacon and two sausage links and a slice of ham and fucking French toast and home fries and eggs, and they give you like everything for the most part.
Selwyn of Doom also says
might be Haymaker.
Selwyn of Doom also says. Selwyn of Doom also says.
The phone I have is the iPhone 5S. I was thinking about getting a 6 or a 6 Plus. But as you can tell.
I bet those fucking goombers are still talking.
I was going to say, Awesome Piano Man also says the potato soup is goot. So try the potato soup at IHOP. It's goot.
But seriously,
that.
Yeah, it's an iPhone 5S.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're still talking. Should we check? I really didn't want to bring them on again. I don't know if I can take it.
Just tell them that we're having technical difficulties and we'll all be quiet.
Peyton, I got another finisher name for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Turtle Head.
The turtle head poke.
Make the vibration. Well, you know, if you have like vibration on your phone, please don't take that wrong. Where the thing that like you turn to make it go from silent to like the ringer is on. I would just slide it up and down constantly. So
how do you make your phone vibrate? What is this? Your first time using a phone?
Jeez, have you never had a smartphone before? Jesus Christ! Wait, do you have like one of those like 1980s briefcase in cell phone phones?
What do you know about those? Drew, you weren't even alive then.
My grandpa has one.
Oh my god! Cocksnapper, nice.
Cocksnapper's brilliant.
Yeah.
Just redeem yourself. Where if you like move the thing up and down, it will make it Drew vibrate really and not vibrate.
Cocksnapper, that's fucking brilliant.
Cocksnapper is a pretty fucking good name. What's Cliff Chrisley's wife?
And this is where we've come to. We're talking about the cocksnapper.
Donna, our move's gonna be called cocksnapper.
It's what?
She said great, very unmotivated.
gosh.
So should we bring him back on?
No.
No. I'd rather just end the show, right? I'd rather bring him on just as we're playing the end music.
All right, Piano, seriously, the way like trying to make this conversation go, this isn't a chatterbait, so no.
Uh-huh. All right, well, let me ask you guys something. What do you think about Christmas?
Well, it's not a man, that's for sure.
Honestly, I'm not a big Christmas guy, and that's because all my families are a bunch of Joe Hopes.
Do you think that they could make a Christmas-themed wrestler?
Yeah, it's called Hulk Hogan. He'll be there next week.
It's also called Mick Foley. He's Santa.
No, except Hogan's going to be there next week.
I prefer Mick Foley.
Hogan's going to come back and win every title in WWE.
Did you know that WCW tried to introduce a character that was themed around Christmas that would be staying there all year round?
So the Christmas in July thing would make sense.
He was called Santa Claus. It's another one of those great things WCW did in the mid-90s.
Of course he wasn't.
They need Kwanzaa Bot off Futurama.
I'm pretty sure that Akeem the African Dream was the wrestling equivalent of Kwanzaa Bot.
Yeah, but he's not a robot. Might as well be, in his wrestling for shit.
Oh, goodness gracious. Where do we go from here? Fuck this shit. Fuck Raw.
I went back to work the other day.
No, we're not talking about your damn pizzas, Drew, all right? I'm going back to this, all right? TLC was so goddamn bad last night, all right?
How bad was it?
It was actually a chore to watch that damn pay-per-view. And, you know, there will sometimes be things like, oh, that match wasn't that good, or they could have done this thing better here. I hated spending time watching that goddamn pay-per-view.
Was it uncomfortable?
It was. I had to keep looking away from my TV because I was like, this is making me feel stupid.
Well, maybe you should get a lawyer and talk about how WWE touched you in the wrong places.
Whoa, it got awfully dog puking here.
Alright, cocksnappers.
Cocksnappers is funny.
Alright, well, that's not the name of our team. That's the name of our finishing move, so shut up before we cocksnap you.
Alright, where was it? Thundercocks?
You're going to get cocksnapped.
Okay, you know how we were talking about t-shirt designs? Maybe, like, it can be a cock in a fucking mousetrap or something. I don't know.
In a mousetrap?
Yeah, like cocksnapper.
So, Tony, how was doing that Bleacher Report article?
You mean the two of them?
Yeah, the one that you didn't want to do because you didn't know which ones, the three stars.
Yeah, what did you lie about being good?
Anything that I said was good?
Well, I don't read your stuff.
I don't reread it. What the fuck am I gonna do? I don't know. I full chat about a bunch of stuff. I think that I said about
WWE rated
ladder match being decent, and I think that I said that the tables match or something. I don't fucking remember. Whatever it was, it was not my opinion.
So, did they ask you to post those two specifically, or did you choose to pick those two?
No, I do them every month.
Oh. So, if you think about it, you could have just bullshitted and actually been like, yeah, it fucking sucked. I'll give you one reason, and then two reasons why to check out NXT.
No, because then they would bitch and complain that if I even just have, like, if the title of it is, like, I don't know, like WWE TLC 2014 review tonight, and I don't have WWE 2014 TLC review somewhere in the very first sentence. Apparently, that's a problem. I could have WWE TLC 2014, but you know, they have a certain way of doing things and stuff, so can't have as much flexibility as my own shit.
You know, Tony certainly don't like 1980s robot and music videos.
More entertaining than fucking TLC.
Yeah, that's your name, sure.
I don't know if we're doing like a full-on official review for our Evolution. We'll mention more in-depth later.
Well, we all want to, but Tony won't let us. He wants to review TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Tony?
Well, let me ask you guys. No. Wait. I've actually toyed with this idea.
No.
And I don't know if the audience out there would be into it, but I was thinking of actually dedicating a little bit of time on this show every week to discussing what went down in NXT. So would the chat room people there, would you be interested in something like that? Even the people listening to the archive, tweet to me. Let me know. Because I watch NXT every week, and I've always wanted to talk about it, but there just hasn't been a proper place for me to bring it up and talk about it in any kind of consistent form. I can't always watch it right away. I know they put it on, what is it, Wednesdays or whatever it is. I usually don't get to watch it until the weekend, so I can't do like a post show. But by the time we get around to Monday, I know I've always talked about it.
Well,
sounds like a cool idea. I mean, I watch NXT pretty much every week, not live, but it's normally way better and more enjoyable than whatever Raw puts on.
No, we don't review TNA pay-per-views anymore, by the way, Awesome Piano Man. We stopped reviewing TNA pay-per-views a while ago.
We officially decided they're dead.
Matter of fact, yeah, we stopped reviewing TNA pay-per-views before TNA stopped having pay-per-views, so.
Yeah, normally someone will bring up the TNA topic, someone will go, and it'll be done.
Yeah, that's about it.
Something about episode 85.
You know, TLC being a chore, just take for TNA, it's just that with everything they do.
I mean, we could shit over TNA now, if that's what they want.
So, who's the champion over there?
So,
right
do you guys
now?
Still like that stupid logo?
I don't care about
it. It was better than
why, do you,
one.
Do you hate it?
I think it's freaking lame. It looks like something that somebody on Fiverr would make.
I don't know, it's fucking TNA, dude. What do you expect?
I just,
like, are you really going to hold them to like a really high standards at this point? I think they've lowered their own standards. They're like, okay, we know we suck, so why did we even try at this point? Let's just keep it simple.
And I also think they're kind of copying WWE, too. WWE went to this really sleek and silvery logo, and now Impact is, too. Like,
so is everyone fucking up. Everyone else's logos nowadays, they're going for that modern sleek look.
Yeah,
they're not,
it's fair.
Hey, quick question. Has Jim Ross and Matt Stryker ever commentated together? Because apparently that's the commentary team for Wrestle Kingdom 9.
Maybe on some kind of like WrestleMania match, you know, when they have like multiple teams out there together, it's possible they could have been at the same time, but that would have also been when like six people were going at once.
I'm actually really intrigued by that combo. It might be because JR is always, for the most part, on point. Maybe with a decent color commentator, it'll end up being the best broadcast team out there.
Anything's better than Mike Tenay at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when you go back and actually listen to the old WCW, and Mike Tenay is like this crummy third guy, and the fact that TNA was like, yeah, we're going to get it and center around that guy.
Don West was so much better than him, and he was just like an over-the-top color commentator.
You know, I never appreciated Don West for the longest time, and I didn't really appreciate him until after he was gone.
He had a lot of passion. And he was also a really good manager.
It wasn't until very recently that I found what he did before he came into wrestling. He used to have, like, you know, really late at night, you'll find, like, infomercials and, like, Home Shopping Network type stuff. Well, it wasn't on the actual Home Shopping Network. It was, like, the second channel. It wasn't QVC. It was something like the Home Shopping Network. It was, like, the second channel that's, like, where people go for on television shopping. He had a show on there where he sold baseball cards, and they are just freaking amazing. If you have never seen these, you owe it to yourself to go onto YouTube and just search Don West baseball cards, and you will find hours of just amazing enjoyment. If you thought Billy Mays had, like, amazing energy on camera, you should see Don West at this point. Oh, my God! I cannot believe these deals that we're passing out here! We got Michael Jordan rookie card! Bo Dallas rookie card! Just, like, making up names as he's, like, going through the cards and the packs. Look at all these packs I got! You're getting 90 packs! 90 packs for $5!
That's a good deal. I'm sold.
Jeez, it sounds like TNA warehouse deals.
And then if you keep searching around, because when Don West was doing baseball cards, this was already, like, the year 2000. Or maybe it was a little bit before that, but it was already to the point where baseball cards were no longer really relevant. And so when baseball cards, they realized, weren't selling enough anymore, he started selling Beanie Babies. So you can find videos of Don West trying to shill you some Beanie Babies.
Hey, the condemns on USA right now.
All right, then.
Thanks, Drew. I had a good thing going there. You had to fucking
Fucking, this is the guy you're voting for as lead host, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, Ferris, I posted a link about that ages ago of the Don West thing. That was just one example, though. Just like I said, just search Don West baseball cards or do the baseball cards first. See where it started and then search for the Don West Beanie Babies. just amazing.
Wait, Silent Wind of Doom was the fucker that voted for Dace? Fuck you.
Can't blame him. At least he didn't vote for Drew.
Yeah, or Miguel. Has anyone voted for Miguel?
Not for best.
No, I'm just got one vote for best.
It's probably him.
No.
Oh.
Maybe it was one of his eyebrows. His other eyebrow voted him worst.
Oh, I did post a Beanie Baby video in the group. Oh, okay. Whoops. Which, by the way, if you don't know what group I'm talking about, that is the Mega Maniacs Facebook group on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/group/TheMegaManiacs. That's the official fan group between the Raw Post Show, Smack Talk, Keeping Kayfabe, and all our united projects.
Really? That's like the equivalent of getting 90 baseball card packs for almost $5.
Only it's free.
Get over there on Facebook.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I don't know where to go from here, guys. Like I said, I feel bad. This is, like, becoming a recurring thing for me where I'm just not watching Raw. Am I getting too old? Is Raw that bad? What is it?
We're definitely... What you got to remember, the late part of the year is always the worst of it. It's like you get 6 months of solid, good entertainment, and then there's a steady decline.
I don't know.
It's about, like, midway in the year, everyone decides to get injured, and
fucks everyone again. Usually things pick up around Survivor Series, though. Survivor Series is usually that starting point where things start kicking back up, and we have not gotten that. Sometimes. We've been through two pay-per-views.
Well, around the time right now is last year's when we had, like, the Daniel Bryan and the Wyatt family thing going on.
Wasn't that TLC last year where Dolph Ziggler won?
Last year was...
That was two years ago.
Yeah, I thought that was Randy Orton versus John Cena for the Undisputed title.
Holy crap.
2 years ago is when he beat Cena.
Oh, crap, you're right. Well, still, that was at a TLC, so...
So, I've been thinking... I don't know if it's just because I don't want... It's not as entertaining or something, but I really can't get into Raw as much as I used to. I can get into NXT.
I think the biggest problem is it being 3 hours. 2 hours would be a lot more manageable. And the funny thing is, back when it was 2 hours... I felt it was too long, but shit, I guess,
killer.
Yeah, I guess they showed me.
Well, you know what's weird? I started walking around, like, right after the Summer Punk was when I started watching wrestling again, and, like, I can't even remember the 2 hours then, because, you know, right after that, they changed it to 3 hours. Like, really, I can't I can't really imagine what 2 hours is like. I'm so fucking used to 3 hours now.
2 hours would feel like strangely short now if we ever had a 2 hour Raw again.
No. Let's just watch SmackDown once. That's how we know what 2 hours is.
Do you remember when Raw used to get preempted by the dog show? How far it's come, like, to where now, like, USA is like, no, we want another hour every week.
So is it a Triple H in The Condemned?
I don't know anything about that.
Or is it Isaac Yankum? A WWE film, so
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure it was just Stone Cold.
Oh,
Stone Cold. Okay, guys, it's not really Stone Cold Star.
Let's see.
Not really, Vince McMahon. You're not fired. I'm sorry. Don't stop the show. No.
Yeah.
Wow, you actually went into panic mode.
Are they still on?
Who?
On the screen, the two of them.
Snarf and not.
Yeah, I guess they are.
Wow. Maybe they think they're like, we've lost connection and they're holding the show up.
Maybe. We'll never know.
Can we just like be quiet?
No.
And, like,
no.
No, I don't think we'd be able to keep quiet. I guess I could put us all on mute.
Please, just like for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, because you know Drew's just going to go.
No, I won't. Dude, you're the fucking last one to me in all this.
Yeah, much deliberate and offensive.
Fucking cackle, you got my hyena.
Oh, you're talking about your... you fucking snake.
Hey, it's like this. I bet a snake could fucking eat a hyena.
What?
What?
The fuck? There was a special on the Discovery Channel. And the anaconda and how it could like
shut up, Drew.
A whole human in its mouth, like it could eat a whole human. So I guarantee you, it could eat a whole hyena.
Wait, no, didn't they try to do that and then it failed? They couldn't even get the snake to eat the guy.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, he never got
eaten. Yeah, if you're gonna cite something, you should probably actually watch it, Drew.
I said they tried it. You remember NXT or Evolution? That was a pretty good show.
Cow 8 Snake. I used to play bass for Cow 8 Snake.
That was a band.
Man, Cow 7 Snake was so much better.
All right, let's see what they're saying. All right, I know everyone wants to hear, but we're not going to talk to them. I'm going to put them back on screen soon after. Put everyone on mute because I don't trust you guys.
Back in 2000. Are you guys there?
I thought they were right there. Guys. I thought we had them there for a minute.
Yep. Because in 2001, the Royal Rumble had, like, the Honky Tonk Man and Haku.
Yes.
Big Show and Drew Carey, which was stupid.
Yep. Yeah. They've also had in the past guys like Kevin Nash and DDP and stuff like that.
Oh, DDP, he was in the Rumble because at the time he was a WWE wrestler in 2002 and he wasn't a surprise entry.
That's right. I'm pulling up the Rumble night right now. Actually, hold on. I'm looking at this year's Rumble already. 2002. Who's in the Rumble that year? I'm looking here. That was the year actually when Maven eliminated The Undertaker. Remember?
And that was a big, big shocker. I mean, yeah. I could have seen Undertaker eliminate Maven and then Scotty Too Hotty and then
surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, what the fuck?
They're back. Are you guys back?
I know.
Are they back? Guys, come on. All right. I guess not. Let's see.
We got to get back.
We got to get back. We had Lance Storm in that match. But, yeah, that was the... when, like you said, when Taker got eliminated by Maven, that was one of the most shocking moments of the Rumble. And if you remember, the next night on Raw, I think it was, I forget where they were. They were in Atlanta for the Rumble. And I think the next night they were either in Charleston or it was maybe in Columbia or something like that. I can't remember. Somewhere in South Carolina or maybe it was in North Carolina. And you saw Maven gloating the whole – when Maven was in the back earlier in the night, people were high-fiving and congratulating. When he saw the Taker, you saw Taker just absolutely seething with anger. And he, I think I remember he picked up Maven, he dragged him to the ring and literally tombstoned him right in the middle of the ring because, I mean, he was absolutely pissed beyond belief.
I don't think that didn't happen on TV.
Oh, it didn't? I thought it did. Okay, I made a mistake then. Okay. But I remember, like I said, I remember after that night, however, after the paper I read online, however, that, I mean, when they tried to interview him or when I read the results online, however, I mean, he was not very happy about wanting to talk about that. That was one of the, I mean.
I know. If I eliminated The Undertaker of the 2002 Royal Rumble, the best thing I could do right now is hide.
Run, exactly. That was also when Jazz was in the on the show. That was the Jericho Rock match, and that was when Triple H, of course, came back. If you remember, it was 3 weeks before that. However, when Triple H came back from tearing that quad injury, remember in May of the year before, and he showed up in the Garden that first Raw of the new year in 2002, and the Garden went apeshit that night.
Kind of most the best reaction I ever heard. I mean, 2 years into watching wrestling, and yeah. I heard the best reaction ever.
Oh, I would have loved to have been. Yeah, I would have loved to have been in the Garden that night because, I watched about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, right around before Thanksgiving, I finally got around to watching Thy Kingdom come on DVD, and I liked it. And they talked about that night at the Garden, and it just, when I watched it on Raw that night, it just sent shivers down my spine when he came out in the Garden with Kate.
Gay!
I think they're back now. Guys, are you there? I thought I heard them.
I don't think so, JD.
Yeah, it sounds like they keep cutting in, but they're not. I'll tell you another crazy Rumble moment, however, was like you mentioned, Drew Carey trying to be friends with Kane, I remember, and then he got out of the Rumble.
Kane Money, I remember that.
That was in 2001. That was the same time when Jericho and Benoit had that ladder match.
Classic match at the Royal Rumble, no doubt about that.
There's a lot of great moments over the Rumbles. I'd say there's a lot of moments you cannot just pick at the Rumble. That's great. I mean, Taz beating Kurt Angle his first night in. The Hardys and the Dudleys in the Garden in 2000. Triple H and Mick Foley in the street fight in 2000. Mankind in Rock, 99. The I Quit match, which is still one of the most violent matches I've ever seen between those two guys.
It was definitely most brutal. Mankind taking a lot of chair shots to the skull. And to watch that over and over again, just, you know.
Yeah, it still makes you cringe just watching that again and again. And, I mean, it's just from 1999, it's just, whew. But,
All right, well. You guys happy? We checked in on them.
Yeah, so fucking happy. And you hear the fucking joy in my voice.
So Phoebe, Monica, or whatever Jennifer Aniston's character is, which one's the hottest?
Dude, Monica.
I don't know. What the hell are you talking about?
Friends.
Friends?
So wait, you're Courtney Cox type of...
Right.
She has the biggest boobs out of the three of them.
Damn right.
Sing us a song, play some piano, man.
That's right. That's why you should vote for me as host of the year. I give the people what they want. You ask, I deliver. That's all I can do for you people.
And I just insult people, and people either like it or hate it.
And I get the
guys,
vote.
Guys, you there? Guys?
Oh, guys, dude. I had to cut it for a second.
No, we should get back. We should get back.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the show rolling. Hey, do you think Kane's got a shot?
Who's there with... It was Maven. I think Maven's got a shot.
I think Hagatog has a good shot in that Rumble.
Waco does have a mallet.
Where right, goes God A Mallet? He likes to bang it real loud.
Sing us a song, you're the mallet man.
This is just nonsense. This is just absolute nonsense. Someone out there give us a topic. Otherwise, I'm going to bring those guys back on.
Otherwise, we're going to have to commentate on an imaginary match between the fucking cocks. What are we called now?
The cocksnappers. Oh, no, that was their finisher.
That's their finisher.
Classic cartoons. Well, you know what I like? I like a good Looney Tunes cartoon. Yep. Some good classic slapstick. Some
I like
nice
Tom and Jerry.
Cheesy puns. Oh, Tom and Jerry's good, too, if you want to see some like violent shit. It's good.
Yeah.
And you know, it's subtle, but you can find a lot of racism in Tom and Jerry. Not saying that's a positive.
How would we execute the cock snapper?
Any of the episodes, Uncle Tom and Jerry.
That's the first thing Tony has said in like 30 minutes. Chimes in.
All right, see you guys later.
It's like, I see a pun there. I should take it.
Fucking Seinfeld. So, have you done this Seinfeld fans track shit?
No, not yet. We might be doing that.
So, essentially, I'm going to do it with you, okay? And the entire time, I'm just going to be like, so, Tony, you want to do a Seinfeld joke about your pink shirt?
Yeah, then we won't bother airing that episode then.
Okay. Hey, get the people what they want.
Hey, give them what they want. Hey, what they want. Hey, what they want. Hey.
You know how, like, those, like, rednecks who, like, to each have, like, the dip or the chew in their mouth, always put, like, the can in, like, their back pocket of their jeans? Like, the other day, I someone had icebreakers, so I was just making fun of them for having dip, but it's icebreakers. So I was like, oh, can I have one? And then they gave me one, but they were kind of like, fuck you, Drew.
Yeah, that's fucking riveting. Thanks for that.
Mm. So, chat room, on a scale of 1 to 10, how interested were you in that story you just heard? Please tell us.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to
8. I don't think they know how to spell it.
Why did Vasily comment with Courtney Cocksnapper?
Drew, your stories are bad and you should feel bad, says Ferris 419.
He's not wrong. Ferris, call in.
Hey, Wazili, did we ever get a however counter for the time that he was on?
Oh, yeah, Wazili, get on that shit.
I'm just going to sit here and wait. Oh, hey, we got another caller.
Maybe Ferris did call in.
Well, let's bring him out. We got a caller from the 510. Caller from 510, you're live on the show. Hello, caller from 510.
Another hey, caller. This is the first caller.
No, they left.
Wow.
Well, that's that then.
Oh,
so I went to the mall. It was busy, and like the Santa guy there, and like people were taking pictures of him. However, this Santa, he wouldn't hold the children. He made the adults sit up with them and hold the children for the picture.
Austin Piano Man said his favorite part of your story, Drew, was when the person said, fuck you, Drew.
Well, actually, that's not what he said. He said, I was interested when Drew said, fuck you, Drew. That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
So get your fucking sights right.
Yeah, but that's what he meant.
Yeah. See, Drew, when you're a good on-air personality, you learn to say things the best way that they can sound on air. So I just tweaked the words a little bit, but I kept the same meaning. It works, but you wouldn't understand, so... Hey, we got a caller from 419. I think I know who that is. It must be Ferris. Ferris 419, you there with us, dude?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
However, you know, we're doing however pretty good, however. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, however. How are you guys doing, however?
Wago, however you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. You?
Someone apparently doesn't get the joke. Ferris, what's going on, dude?
I got to call bullshit on, or actually not bullshit, but an alternate answer. A couple weeks ago, you guys did the Tony question, but it wasn't a Tony question. It was a Mike question that was like a Tony question.
Oh, really?
And it was the one for who's famous for quitting but not quitting?
Uh-huh.
Remember that one? I guess, and it was Stone Cold. Because I thought when I heard that, I didn't write into the YouTube thing, but I thought for sure it was going to be about the it was Foley versus The Rock in the I Quit match at Royal Rumble.
You know,
like 15 years ago.
Drew brought that up as soon as as soon as we went.
Did you say that? I didn't hear that on if you said that on the podcast. I didn't hear that because that's what I thought, like, it was going to be, because he played the tape, but you know the.
Yeah, but I never. I don't associate Mick Foley as like a quitter, though. Although I guess he did at one point.
He lost the match because he quit, but he didn't quit. So I don't know. Wago's on my side, right, Wago?
Yep, I brought this up to him once we'd stop recording.
Yeah, but no one called Foley a quitter. Stone Cold got called a quitter for a period. That's the difference.
I still call bullshit.
Listen, all right, if you're gonna complain, I got another Tony. I got another Tony question for you guys this week. I already thought it out, so I'm gonna unleash it on you. So there you go.
Did anyone actually answer my question from this week?
Yeah, I think so.
You had a question this week?
Yeah, I did it at the end of Tony's. We did additional questions.
I think two people did it.
I think my question was, Ryback is one of these things. It was A, big guy, B, I can't remember, a dumb fuck.
And then
C was bald.
Well, because he's not a dumb fuck, he's dumb as fuck.
Oh, he's got you there.
Right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right. Technicality.
Right, Drew?
So you've eliminated, yeah, right, Drew? Your
right.
Penis.
Unless it's like the exact same fucking words, it couldn't possibly be the same goddamn thing, so. Right.
So what's it legal, or do we have to wait and find out?
You gotta wait and find out.
Well, bullshit.
Find out.
You go find out. Darius, did you watch Raw tonight?
Since I won't be there.
What? What's that?
Did you actually watch Raw tonight?
I saw like the last half hour of it, and you know, just wasn't really interested.
So you watched the only part worth watching?
Yeah, it's about all I watched too. The last part of the steel cage match.
I saw the steel cage match. That was about it. I saw the steel cage match, and I was eh. Actually, I did see when Brock Lesnar first came out. You know, they gave the WWE Universe the choices that are basically the same goddamn choice again. Ooh, a street fight, an extreme rules match, a no-holds-barred match. What the fuck is the difference?
Did you catch Lawler mention that?
Yes. It's like, it's basically the same thing, but vote anyway.
Right.
But it was like, God damn it, Lawler.
Yeah, I wonder if he got...
Oh, I want to point something out. Did you guys notice how fucking excited Lawler got when Jericho called Heyman a fucking walrus?
No, the Polaris! The Polaris!
Yeah, that's what he was like.
He's like a Polaris!
So excited. He's like, you said the thing! You said the thing!
He's a Polaris! He's a Polaris. What do you think about TLC, Ferris?
I thought the first match was fantastic. I really liked it. You know, and that, because coming off of the NXT one, which I only saw a part of it, I haven't finished watching the rest of it yet, but coming off of that, which was really good, and then the first match with Ziggler versus Luke Harper, I thought that was great. I was like, all right, they really did step it up. You know, they're trying to, you know, be as good as the other one. And then after that, it kind of went downhill, and, you know, a lot of it was forgettable or just embarrassing. And
so what you're saying
is... The Spears match was pretty terrible.
Exactly.
Pretty terrible.
So what you're saying is Luke Harper is going to be the standout of the Harper family. Or the Wyatt family,
Of the Wyatt family?
Definitely of the Harper family.
You know, I think he's got a shot. I think he's got a shot, definitely.
Touche. Touche, indeed.
No. So I have a question for Ferris.
Yes.
Do people mistake you for Adam Copeland a lot? Do you sound like him if he was calling into a show?
Do I really? This is Adam Copeland, actually. This is my alter ego. I'm in disguise.
I just got you guys. I'm not Ferris 419.
That guy.
Actually, Adam Copeland.
You're fired.
All right, do your best. I want you to do your best Jeff impression for us, Ferris. Go.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I have to get into the zone. Get the whole routine going. You can't just ask me to do something like that. That takes a lot of preparation.
Before you do your Jeff impression, you have to do your impression of Jeff doing an impression of Stone Cold first.
Or Vince McMahon.
Yeah, you've got to, like, you've got to actually do the thing where he goes, ah, ha, ha, guys, that's Stone Cold.
Hey, guys, I'm going to open up a can of whoop-ass on you, and that's the bottom line, because it's not Jeff saying that.
That was pretty good.
Very good, thank you.
Yeah. Now you got to do all JD. Right, so,
yeah, everyone else, make sure you call in and give us your best Not Jeff impressions.
We'll also accept JD's.
Yeah, we'll also accept however.
Well, guys, the same old shit, week in and week out.
All right, so go on. We want to hear your JD.
You want to hear my JD?
Yeah, go
on. That one, I might have to wait until a future week to do that. I don't think I'm prepared to do that.
Can't blow your load. We wouldn't have Drew to clean it out.
All right, but you can't cop out on this next week, then.
We'll see.
What we need to do then is to have Ferris on the line with Not Jeff pretending to be JD on the line. So that way we can really fuck with their heads.
And who's ringing that bell? They better stop it or they'll be fired.
I was hoping you guys were going to, like, totally play that off, you know, for at least a minute, you know, pretending that the show was over. That was great.
I'm sure as far as they know, it is over right now.
That'll they think the show, they're saving the show because we got disconnected.
All right, fair.
Yeah, as Awesome Piano Man just said, it's his birthday. How can you do that to him on his birthday? Oh, shout out to Awesome Piano Man.
Easily, we're fucking assholes.
All right, Ferris.
Blog Talk Radio equivalent of birthday punches, maybe.
If you want to spend his birthday with him, I can put you in the screen with him.
I'm
putting you in the abyss. I'll bring you back in a minute when you learn your lesson.
Oh, did you really just see that?
Horrible person.
Yeah, he's in there. He's in the tank.
Oh, wow, that's like the most evilest thing ever.
I love how you fucking call it the tank, too.
Ferris, you back?
Yeah.
How was it?
I'm not talking to them. Come on, you bastard.
What were they saying?
I don't know. I think you heard me for a second. You switched me over, and I didn't realize I was still talking.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a delay on it last time. I think they heard me say snarf the last time.
Well, let's bring him on. Let's see, go ahead, Tony.
Why don't you get the idea that they could just check the fucking chat?
Or are they going to listen to them in the chat?
No, I just don't understand why they haven't, like, hit the play button on the actual Blog Talk Radio and listened.
And realized it's something different.
Yeah, like, we're blatantly insulting them on the show and in the chat.
And then it's the archived version. Come on.
And then JD has mentioned before, he's like, oh, I'll get to the chat eventually. Or he better not get to the chat eventually.
Yeah, it's going to ruin our fun. I hope he stays oblivious forever.
All right, let's make another check-in on them, I guess.
All right.
Putting everybody on mute again. I don't trust these fuckers.
Next year's WrestleMania class, I could see them going in. This year, I think with the class they got, I think this year you're going to, I mean, put those, maybe Triple H, Rock, and Taker in next year. This year's class so far, if I'm taking early bets for the Hall of Fame, I'm thinking Sting's going to go in. Randy Savage is definitely going to go in. I think Owen Hart's going to have maybe eventually go in. Miss Elizabeth is another person I feel that should go in, and maybe Brian Pillman or Rick Rude. I think those guys have also got to go in at some point.
Fucking bullshit!
And of course, Iron Sheik! He was in the 2005 Hall of Fame. You know what, Iron Sheik?
Yes. But those are my Hall of Fame recipients the next few years. I think for the WWE Hall of Fame, however, I think you got to look at those people maybe considering going into the Hall of Fame. Another guy who I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. I could be wrong. I'm not seeing it on my thing. Is Nick Bockwinkle?
I don't know if I remember him or not.
He used to be with Bobby Heenan back in the old AWA.
I know him, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. Just wow.
Yes. You know, if you want to go listen to the Smart Guy Moment version, they have it on Smack Talk somewhere. Where they talk about the Hall of Fame.
So Silent Mother Duke said, how many years did they do?
Yeah, right?
Oh, jeez, I can't believe he fucking knows what year Sheik went in off the top of his head. That was actually kind of impressive.
They're fantasy booking, like, the entire Hall of Fame for the next 5 years or something like that.
What do you mean? No, fucking J.D. Poodle on this year. He put, like, everyone ever into the Hall of Fame this year.
Hang on, I think something needs to be addressed here. Payden, why did you not accept his friend request?
Yeah, he brings that up. Yo, he still wants to meet
Why did he single me out? Did you guys accept his friend request?
Oh, by the way, chat.
Yeah, he sent me one.
Get this. You can tell who Jeff hates the most because out of everyone, I was the only one not to get a friend request.
Wait, so you guys accepted it?
Not yet. I thought we agreed we weren't going to accept it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I didn't accept it. I know you guys were going to accept it, make Leo look like an asshole, so I'm the only one not accepting his friend request.
All right, wait, should I provide a link in the chat to hit John or Jeff's Facebook then?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, don't feel bad. Go there.
Yeah, look at his personal info.
He gets the ladies. He has so many WCWs. Like, it's pretty fucking impressive.
Well, he actually, like, steals pictures from the girls' Facebook pages and posts them on his own as his WCW. Wait, Awesome Piano Man got a friend request from Jeff? That's creepy. That's
wow, really, he really
creepy.
Hates me.
He looks just like I thought he would.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that shows how much he fucking hates me if he's sending people in the chat for requests and not me.
So essentially, what Jeff looks like exactly what you expect a not Jeff to look like, a fucking retard. Which is as expensive as that is.
He really is a Snarf / a Mimsy all fused into one.
So, should we never bring them on again after this week?
You know what? We need to give him a send off.
It's not too late. We can do it tonight. What should we do?
We need to give him a big send off.
All right, in the chat room, tell us what should we do. We will do. Anything is on the table, including meat.
Yeah, this just ran on way too long. I think it's time to pull the plug.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know.
It's like
Jeff provided a lot of good when we pretend we fucking ended the show. That was the best thing we've ever done.
There is one thing though.
They are potentially winners of the best recurring jokes and stuff.
Are they?
Yeah, they're really up there. Not Jeff tied for second place right now.
Chaotic Wake though does a very good Shut Up Mimsy impression.
Shut up, Mimsy!
Silent Wind of Doom brings up a point. We should keep it going up until WrestleMania, and we should just make it worse and worse every week. I think every week... Let's do this. Every week, I want a fan to send in something for us to do. And we will do it. And we will see at what point is their breaking point.
What do they do?
Quit. Whatever fan submits the thing that breaks them, we will find something special to do for you. I don't know what it is at this point, but we will think about it. We'll come up with something.
Game to play T-shirt.
Yeah.
No.
So there you go.
They'll get their own appreciation night.
Submit it in the chat room. Tweet it to us at Raw Post Show. Leave it in the comments on the Smark Out Moment website or the YouTube video. Whatever you like, I'll find it somewhere, and we'll see what we can do.
You got anything for us to do tonight, Ferris, while you're on the line? Or is there anything you want to do?
Is there anything I would want to do?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything right now. I'll have to think about that.
Oh, wouldn't it be awesome if we actually get, like, callers to come in and do shit to them?
If you want to do that, just let me know. You can call in. I'll bring you on while they're on. We'll make magic.
Make magic.
No, what does that word people to the call? That's what we'll do. We'll limit to how much they speak. Everyone just speak over each other.
We have seven people active on the board right now, which is pretty cool.
There's a lot of, like, there's actually a lot of people... I mean, there's us four, but, you know, there's a lot of people. It's actually pretty impressive.
Indeed. Good amount of people in the chat room. I haven't been calling out as much.
You haven't even mentioned it yet, Peyton. If you're a guest and you have not made an account on here yet, you should. So you can interact with the people in the chat room. Go ahead, go to that login section, make an account, come up with something, and join the conversation. Or you can call in.
Yep, what Drew said.
Yeah. That's 713-950-3363. And to make sure it works, you know it works is when you put in a tank. That's when you know.
Oh gosh. All right. We should probably get ready to wrap this up.
Oh my god, no. Us Piano Man, you have fair say Adam Copeland, that would freak Jeff out. I do have context of Vince
McMahon. How about we like play it up like say that we was away for a while, he was trying to get something special for you guys.
And what is it then?
Adam Copeland.
Oh my god. Can we do that right now?
There's no way they'll buy that.
Do you think they even know who Adam Copeland is?
No.
Adam Copeland has.
Iron Sheik went into the Hall of Fame off the top of his head. They got to know who Adam Copeland is.
Adam the Edge Copeland.
I'd have to do my research first, though. Because I'm sure they're going to ask me questions that only Adam Copeland would know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you're Adam Copeland. Whatever answer you say is right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're confident. You've got to go with this.
Oh my god.
Wikipedia's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because I edited it.
Oh my god, no. You know that Isaac Yankum interviewer came when they were like, hey, this is Isaac Yankum, and he just fucking...
Oh, I totally get pissed off with them and hang up on them.
No, you know, it's like, is this Edge or is this Sexton Hardcastle? Apparently that was one of his ring names, which is kind of impressive. Sexton Hardcastle.
Oh, gosh. All right. So before we close the show out, Ferris, we're going to do plugs. So I'm going to kick you off now. But it's been great having you on as always, man. You're always welcome to call in every week.
How do you know I don't have something to plug?
Go ahead and plug it, please.
Yeah, my parents run this bounce house business. So if you want to run a bounce house.
You know, I haven't done that in God knows how long.
Well done, sir.
All right, Ferris, always good to have you on, man. Have a good night, dude.
Take care, guys. Bye.
All right, Drew, I'd let you make plugs, but it sounds like Ferris already did it for you.
Well, I will add to that. We are starting up a Bounce House Wrestling Federation. It's called the BHWF. And honestly, I feel like JD and Jeff would be guys who would have fun in a bounce house. Like, they would practice their wrestling inside a bounce house with a bunch of kids. So, yeah, they were interested in those two as a prospect. You know, before Kevin saw his way, we were thinking about getting... But yeah, that didn't help. And yeah, so that Drew Crew for life. Fuck Tony's Tykes. Fuck Team Filner. And yeah, just tune in every week.
I imagine Jack is the type of person to shit himself if he's exercised.
Get everywhere inside the fucking bounce house.
No.
And
Jeff,
then Drew has to clean it up.
Jeff would be staying from South Park. If a girl kissed him, he would throw up.
Oh.
I could see Jeff being that type.
Wago, any plugs?
You know, my computer got fucked, so I don't know when the next episode of Addicted to Anime is going to be, but it's going to be on Death Note. For more information on that, you can go to facebook.com/addictedanimefans. For your MMA needs, you can go to udmma.com, facebook.com/udmma, and twitter.com/udmma. Also, for my thoughts on pro wrestling and MMA, you can go to youtube.com/stephenblager.
Tony?
I'm not too sure if you guys can hear me, but if you can, vote for the 2014 Smarkout Moment Awards that are going on right now. The polls will end in the middle of the afternoon on December 23rd because that's when we're going to be recording the actual show itself. Go to smarkoutmoment.com, and that's where you'll be able to vote. And also check out iTunes, Stitcher, and youtube.com/smarkoutmoment.
All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed this edition of the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. If you did, join us every single Monday live because you never know what's going to happen here. Sometimes we might actually talk about wrestling. Sometimes we'll just fuck around. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to call in. Always a wild time here on MegaPowersRadio.com, Monday nights live after Raw. Hey, but if you can't be here live, we are available in archive version. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and SmarkOutMoment.com on demand. For you to listen to anytime throughout the week after the show is done. I guess that's all I have to say, so there's only one thing left to do, guys. Let's go out on a bang here.
Well, that one time, if you remember, too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, I think I heard the guys again. I heard the...
Yeah, so did I.
Mm.
Yep.
Hmm.
But they disappeared on us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I heard someone.
don't know if it's Wago or Mike or anyone. Guys, you there?
I don't think so.
What is up with these guys? I swear to God, the guys are just crazy. And this is just insane tonight, to say the least.
Yeah, they're scared.
Hello?
I think they're scared. Yeah.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Can you guys hear us?
Hello? Hi. Hi.
So,
whoa.
Happy birthday, JD.
Where have you guys been?
Oh, my God, dude. Crazy storms out here.
Welcome home.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys.
Oh, indeed.
So anyways, I spoke to Vince because, you know, I have this connection, and okay. I think I got a surprise for you guys.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find out next week.
But I also spoke to Vince, and he said we're out of time. So good night, everybody.